Let's go to Mayor Pro Tem Karen Gibson after the city council meeting. Good morning, Sunshine. How are you?
I am good. I'm thankful I'm inside. I hope people slow down. I just heard you say there's a car dangling off the sharp.
Oh, man.
Scary.
That is so scary.
You know, and my wife is just terrified of that big flyover on the west side.
I know.
That thing is hundreds of, you know, a couple hundred feet high. Not a good idea. Stay the heck off of the overpasses if you can do it at all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, either one of the flyovers today.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, Karen. So we had several things on the agenda last night at the city council meeting. Of course, I guess we can start with the big one, which would be LP&L and rate stabilization. Now, basically, the old way of doing it was just doing the pass-through month to month to month to month, and there was a translation of, you know, how the power was purchased and then rebuild and packaged, you know, on paper to the customer.
Well, here's the way this is going to work. Before, as they brought in the fuel cost, the customer got the variation every month. So it could go way up, way down, way up, way down. The way this is going to work is it's going to be a fixed cost across. Now, it'll change during the, I think there's 4 months in the summer months, June, July, August, and September. And then you'll have the winter months. And those will be different. Let's say, and this is just an example, I'm not sure what they're going to set it at. Summer will be, let's say 6.2, 6.5. Winter will be 5.7.
And those are when you say 6.2, 6.25, and 5.7.
Well, it's like 0.065, whatever that fuel factor is.
Right.
So it's like 0.0, it's what I'm trying to say, 0.062 and 0.057.
Okay.
Okay. That was where the big issue was this past summer, because it spiked, it went so high, it was like 0.07 something. But now the only thing, you're going to know exactly what your fuel cost will be. So you would, let's say if you use 1,000 kilowatts a month, you know that's what you're going to use, your bill will be the same. So the only thing that will change is your kilowatts, your kilowatt usage. Now, your bill will change based upon your kilowatt usage, but your fuel costs won't change. And your, I think it's your meter cost. It's like $6 and something.
Right.
That won't change.
Now, I do have a question.
Okay.
At what point, because here's the thing. If you write a check and write a check and write a check and write a check and you have fees and statement fees and debits and credits and all this stuff in your checkbook, at some point in the year, we have to sit there and say, okay, we have to reconcile this and balance the checkbook. At what point in the year do we do that? And then.
The true up. You're talking about a true up.
Right.
Well, they'll do that once a year.
When they do this true up, does it all come down at one time, or does that just raise the average slightly to cover it? Is it kind of like an escrow account?
Well, here's what they're doing. The reserves are for rate stabilization. So what Andy and Chad have done is basically carved out $3.5 million out of the reserves. They've just kind of soloed those out. They haven't created any new money. They haven't started a new account, but they have to take that out so that they can watch where they're at. They've started it with a base of $3.5 million, because the bill from Excel will vary to LP&L.
Right.
Am I making sense so far?
Right, I get it.
Okay. So that will give them their $3.5 million will be zero. So that'll give them some room to go up and down. Now, in that account for them, they're baseline on the bottom will be zero. Their baseline on the top or ceiling will be $7 million. That account Well, they won't let it go below zero above 7 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, as their bill. So let's say the bill for next month comes in. The revenues that they've collected are, I wish I could show you this.
So basically what you're,
it's kind of a fluctuating account, but their goal is to stay at their zero, which is $3.5 million.
Right.
So it'll go up 1 month, down 1 month, up 1 month, down. So their goal is to stay there.
So their $3.5 million basically, and we're going to cut the break here in just a second, but the $3.5 million that you're talking about is kind of like a bumper, so they may expend some of that and then recoup some of that and spend
they
some of
will.
That. Right. Because
they
what they're,
will.
So they're going, that's going to be kind of like the bridge loan to cover the cost until the average takes back over.
Yes, so that the customer stays at a more, much more level fee, so that they're not taking that up and down
right.
and up and down mm-hmm. like they did.
All
it's
right.
It's a much better way of doing it.
Thanks, Karen. We'll be right back. All right, back to Karen Gibson, Mayor Pro Tem. Welcome back to the program. Had city council meeting last night. Of course, rate stabilization was the biggie. Now, a lot of people call this a pay raise study and all this other
stuff. I want to back up on one thing really quick on the rate stabilization.
Yeah.
For the people that are really interested in watching how this works, Andy Burcham did a really good presentation on this last night. Try to catch that on Channel 2. Because it'll explain a whole lot better than I did. He does a much better job than I did on explaining how that works. So I just wanted to throw that in real quick before we moved on.
You know, I always get criticized for not having life when I'm talking about watching Channel 2.
But, well, I know, but if you want to understand how that rate stabilization works, he really did a good job at explaining that last night.
Okay, as we were talking about, or I was mentioning the compensation study. Some people refer to it as the pay raise study and things, but it's not really a pay raise study.
Well, it's not supposed to be.
No, it's a study about compensation to see what other people, other municipalities are paying tit for tat, firemen, police, different pay grades, different job descriptions. Go ahead and just give me a real quick general overview, and then I have a couple of questions for you.
Well, that's exactly what it is supposed to be. They are going to be coming in and looking around the region to compare it. Each area, so that you're comparing, let's say, drivers to drivers, secretaries to secretaries, different areas.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, my issue last night was I want to make sure the whole package was studied, along with the salary, along with the health benefits, along with the retirement plans, because I think the whole package has to be studied.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that I heard from the podium in the presentation was, not verbatim, but kind of concerned that are we competitive with the oil field? Let me tell you something. My thing is we can't, won't, and we shouldn't be competitive with the oil field because they're going to pay you great now, and when it dries up, it's gone.
That was what I said. I don't think you can pay what the oil field pays, I don't think anybody can. I mean, you just can't compete. They've got a Sonic in Midland right now paying car hops $15-$16 an hour, and they're struggling. That's tough. But I think everyone right now is fighting with the oil fields for people. I don't think it's just municipalities. I think everybody is. So we're all fighting that battle. That's just right now the nature of the beast in this area. But I also think there again, we have to look at the whole package. The city has great benefits. We have wonderful health insurance. We have wonderful retirement. And the stability of a job and the stability is huge. Like you said, those oil jobs are going to go away.
All right. Hey, Karen, thanks for being with us this morning and commenting. Do you have a couple of more minutes to hang out?
Yeah.
All right, good. We'll be right back. It is 7:28. Good morning, 7:39 with Tom and Laura. Laura, you got another cancellation real quick.
Yes, art history lectures at Texas Tech Museum have been canceled for today.
That's probably a huge disappointment for some people.
Yeah.
Because when you're into art history, you're pretty hardcore.
Oh, yeah. Well, that art history lecture has been canceled at the museum.
All right. Joined by Karen Gibson, Mayor Pro Tem, after the city council meeting last night. We had visited earlier about rate stabilization, also the compensation study, not to be confused with the word of pay raise study, mm-hmm. because it's a compensation study.
Right.
See where we're at, relatively speaking. There are a couple other things. We did go ahead and I guess we did get the unanimous vote, and really it was on consent agenda, right, Karen, about the LPD motorcycle leases?
Yeah, we do that every year. We roll those, we don't roll them. We turn the motorcycles over every year. So they're on a lease. They're actually on the lease. So we renew those every year.
Yeah. I know that there was some concern about retirement funding for the city and people saying perhaps that it may be short. Who was concerned about that?
Well, there's a lot of emails coming in, and I guess with everything going on with Detroit, and there's a couple of cities in California that are filing bankruptcy, and they're blaming it on their retirement systems, and I think they're just trying to find things to blame it on, period. But Councilwoman Joy asked the question last night that these people are saying our system, our retirement is underfunded, and the gentleman told us absolutely not. That in order to be considered funded in your retirement fund, you need to be 80% funded, and that Lubbock is 83% funded. So we are definitely in good shape.
We're above the floor then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, pretty much outside of that, everything was, I guess,
business as usual.
Right. Okay.
It was good. It was just kind of uneventful.
Yeah. Hey, you got any meetings scheduled for today?
I do. I get to in this cold weather, and I, this is one of my favorite things. I'm going to give the proclamation today for National Adoption Day. That's courthouse in the gazebo at 1:00.
Nice.
I know.
They may want to move that indoors.
Oh, I hope they do, and they probably will. But this is just such a fun event for me. My husband's adopted, and so it's very near and dear to my heart.
Right. Okay, great. Hey, do yourself a favor. Don't stand too close to the space heater. Give yourself 3 feet.
Yeah.
That's right. That's exactly right.
We wouldn't want to see you spontaneously combust.
I wouldn't want to.
Hey, thanks for spending time with us this morning.
Happy Friday, y'all. Have a great weekend.
You too. It's 7:42. Good morning.